Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title, it's a big book, love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Now, unfortunately, Nicole's not joining me tonight. She's my co-host and producer. Her lovely soulmate, Lisa, is sick tonight, so of course she had to spend some time with her. So I'm going to be manning the ship myself tonight, and we always wish me good luck with that because we always have a few little kegs in this show. But anyway, I'm going to go over to talk to my husband, TJ, for a moment because I could see he's calling in and I haven't seen him all day. So since I'm in charge of things, hi, TJ, you're on the air and what's happening?
Oh, not much. I'm driving through Bridgehampton heading towards Watermill. I have a question for you.
Sure.
If a guy, you know, I would have asked you this tonight, but I might as well ask you, it's interesting, and then I'll be get off the line. If a guy's wife says that she's seeing someone as a friend, but then lies to him when she sees him, as often as she sees him. In other words, is covering up when the many times that she's seeing him. What would you conclude from that?
Okay, I would conclude that she's having an affair and that she's trying to keep one foot with her husband because she doesn't really want him to know the truth. And since I probably know the couple you're referring to, I would say that he's a very nice and naive man who likes to believe that she's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to start trusting his gut on this one. She wants to leave him for this other person, and at this point, you know, she's not sure if that one's going to work out, so she's kind of keeping her foot in two places.
Right.
I hope you gave him that same advice that you think something's rotten in Denmark, did you?
Honey, you know what I always say? No one should ever take my advice, so I don't give advice. Anyway, I'm going to let you get on with your show. I love you, and I'll see you later.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that with us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So anyway, I know that we have someone, 510, I believe is California, who's been waiting a long time for us. So I'm going to go over to California. The last four digits of your phone number are 3990, so you know that you're going to become live on the air. Hi, it's Cindy. You are live, and you are on the air.
Hi, this is Camille, and I'm in Alameda, California.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And it's so nice that you know, I say you're live on the air because I do speak to dead people, so I like to distinguish who's going to be live on the air. So
good.
It's so good that you called in. So why don't you, I know you were waiting a long time, so you must have something on your mind.
I do. Mine is a career-related question, and I am embarking on a career in hypnotherapy.
Wow,
and
great.
Yeah, thank you. Hypnotherapy, intuitive life coaching, spiritual mentoring, and what in the cards about my progress in my new enterprise.
Okay, it looks really very good. You've got your website going?
I've got my blog going.
Okay, and eventually
yes.
You're going to have to get a website too because
yes.
That's how people are going to find you, and that
yes.
will really help things speed along. It looks like it's going to go very well. Do you have sort of your specialty in it, in hypnosis, or you're going to try it all? Are you going to do you know what you want to specialize in at this point?
No, I am a certified hypnotherapist, and when I received my training, I also did past life regression and smoking cessation.
Those are the two I was going to say that you're supposed to be stressing, so I'm glad you hit the nail on the head. Those are two very good ones. I mean, my aunt, by the way, who passed away recently, smoked for like 50 years or longer, maybe 60 years, and nobody could get her to stop except she did hypnosis and she stopped. So
right. It
really
right.
was something wonderful. And the past life seemed to really, really intrigue people. So, you know, those two are very good. And, of course, you know, you'll be able to branch out into many other things. But almost trying to build a little bit where you're specializing might help you in the beginning. And
okay.
stop smoking is important. And the past life is a very, very big thing right now. It seems to be people are really intrigued by it, interested in it. So it looks really, really good for you. And, you know, blogging is always good. But blogging from your own website is even more helpful.
Right.
Because every time you blog, you know, Google loves blogging, by the way. The search engine is set up to hit blogs. And if you have it coming from your own website, you'll start getting moving up on the Google searches. So when someone looks for someone who can
okay.
do hypnosis, they'll catch you.
Yeah. And what I'm doing in the interim, all my social media, I'm putting it out there. I've changed it to hypnotherapy. I'm coming back to this after a long absence. Right when I was just finishing up the program when my lover committed suicide. So after that, I kind of just didn't do anything at all. I moved house several miles away, and I thought I would do something else, and I finally just realized, well, I'm not trying to force myself into so many different things when this is what I am. So
exactly.
It's a homecoming.
And you needed a little bit to mourn, of course. And, of course, with your lover who committed suicide, you know that you couldn't have prevented that or stopped it as
You're
much
right.
as you might have wanted to try. He's a very apologetic spirit, by the way. He's free of some of his demons because he has processed probably what he could have processed on Earth. And hypnosis is important for repressed memories as well. And you may at some point specialize in that too, because he had a lot of repressed
right.
memories, this man. And perhaps some of them could have been uncovered through hypnosis. You know, he's saying you were going to be a great help to everyone. He was on psychiatric drugs, by the way, at the end.
I don't know. I know he was self-medicating, but he should have been on psychiatric meds. I don't know.
Because he said he was, you know, mixing all kinds of stuff. So it wasn't really the answer for him.
Right.
But he wasn't in his right mind, by the way. So at that,
right.
from the drugs. And there was a lot of things about him that he kept secret from you. So how could you help a man who's not speaking and talking? And you were the love of his life, according to him, and he wasn't going to get any better in this lifetime. As far as he was concerned, you know, he had sort of made up his mind that way. And he just knows you're going to help a lot of people, in that you didn't need to carry his cross and only his cross. You have a lot of other people to help.
All right.
He's an apologetic being, by the way. He's sorry. And again, you know, he's in a fairly okay realm of heaven. I mean, he does have to sort of process all the pain that his suicide caused. It's, so the more that you could move beyond the guilt and the need to feel that you could have done more, and the less tears you cry, the more he'll move to a nicer realm as well.
Okay.
But he's saying you're going to do great at what you know and what you know best. And
okay.
he will guide you and help you, by the way.
All right. Okay.
And this is a very, very good five-year period opening up for you. So move forward with it. You know, get your shingle up. Get your website. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Maybe you could barter even someone
right.
who wants to quit smoking and, you know, barter your services for, you know, a web designer. So put
okay.
it out there. So, you know, we don't
okay.
always have to spend money. We can barter a little bit.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because I'm
seeing
very good money coming in. But without a website, it's going to be much harder for you to build your business. Right. So keep that in mind, that when people look up something, they want to see a website.
Right.
So, you know, even start writing what you want to put on your website so you have it ready to go when the universe brings you a web designer into alignment
okay.
with you.
I can do that. I'm starting that this week. Well, I've done a lot of work this week, I can tell you that.
Good, good, good. Well, call in and let us know how it goes, and thank you for sharing your story with us, and we'll pray that you your business really flies.
Thank you.
Okay, you're
okay.
welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now I'm moving over to 215. The last four digits are 2323, and we'd love to hear what you have to say, and you will be alive and live in about a second. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you, and who is this?
I'm Linda from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Hi, Linda from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you?
Good. We've missed you, so I'm glad to hear that you're calling in.
Well, I usually work on Thursday night, so tonight I was off, so I said, I have to get online. I have to speak to Cindy. I have
and
to
you
know
see,
what's going
and you
on.
Had to get, and you see, you manifested it.
I did. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Right? And I was like, we wanted to speak to you, too. Nicole would love to speak to you, but, of course, she has to take care of Lisa, who, you know, on Long Island, people are having massive allergies from the hurricane
right.
that caused a mess. And, of course, they did a lot of cleanup, and I'm not sure the two of them put their masks on properly. So they're both suffering from bronchitis on and off. So I hope Lisa takes care of herself. And just reminding people, when you clean up mold in your house or anywhere else, put your masks on, please.
Okay.
So share what you wanted, some information or what you have to tell us.
Yes, I actually am looking for information. I'm kind of looking to see if there's anything that you see in the cards that are coming my way in the way of, you know, love relationship, if you see anything, or should I be knowing something or...
Okay. You have to have a little bit of courage to start falling in love again. So first of all, we need to muster up that courage. Are you
okay.
feeling that courage to get in there again and
I
try your hand
so.
At love? again, you do want soulmate love, so I always have to tell people that's not as easy to manifest in a second as, you know, I just want a man to fit a plan. We can get those in 2 seconds. But
right.
if you really want something good and lasting, he is being brought in alignment with you. Are you doing anything to find anybody?
I can't really say that I'm doing anything specifically, like, you know, I'm not going online or any of that. But, you know, I do try to be social. And you know, I have met a few people, but nothing of a, you know, a high caliber, you know, at all. So that's why I was wondering if you saw anything coming.
Yes. And, again... you have to help the universe a little bit by getting yourself out there when you can and making some new friends and, you know, putting it out there. There's a very loving man coming, but again, we do sometimes, you know, like you wanted to manifest speaking to me tonight, so you sort of had to rush home, get on the phone and do something. It's not different to manifest love. You sort of have to start taking some real plans and steps that this is my year to find love, so I'm going to have to, you know, really take every invitation that's offered to me to go somewhere and kind of open some more doors and make some new friends and sign up for a course or just do different things where you can possibly meet someone.
Right.
Again, it's a little bit of work at some point. And then again, you know, then you say, okay, I did all this stuff. And then like 2 months later, I was sitting at the dentist and he was right next to me.
Right.
Yeah, but that's because the universe needed to, you know, if we bring him, you want him, you know.
Right,
so if
right.
we're not really doing anything, the universe kind of sees it as, well, I don't know how much you really want love. And if we bring him and you run, we're going to be, in, you know, we're not going to bring you somebody else. So it's a little bit of working at it. You do have love coming. You're working on your spiritual self as well, so that helps. Have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
I have.
Good. So you have, you're pretty specific on that.
Very
he actually
specific.
Looks like, I'm surprised he's not here yet in your life, because it's not like he's far away, from, you know, or anything like that. So it's, again, being a little bit proactive and knowing that it's coming and try not, you know, to listen to people who are so negative on love, because that doesn't help any. And, you know, there's a lot of men bashing out there. So, you know, when you're near those kind of women, you got to kind of run away.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm not really surrounding myself with anyone like that. Really.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, because that keeps the flow positive.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't heard from a guy that I used to go out with. He used to call me on a regular basis, and I kind of dropped him off the past few weeks. I was wondering if you knew anything going on there.
Well, the universe is telling you, let him go. Until you really let him go, he's a little bit hindering the forward moving of a soulmate being brought.
Uh-huh.
You know, it sort of goes back to that any man is better than no man.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging on to somebody who's not going to commit. And that guy doesn't look like he's ever going to be who you want him to be. He's a little too set in his ways. And, you know, letting him go would be important.
Oh, no, we don't have anything going on at all. You know, it's just once in a while he would, you know, call. You know what I mean? But fairly regularly, just as a friend, you know. So.
But again, you know, kind of letting him go is something the universe wants you to do.
Okay.
When you have somebody else, he might start calling more. Suddenly he's going to realize he's losing you. So, you know, right now he appears to be a little bit busy and distracted, so it's a good time for you to kind of move away from him.
Okay.
It's nothing that you did personally.
Okay.
But he is a kind of man, when you do find somebody else, is going to be a little bit of trouble in your picture. Because he's going to really want to talk to you more, and he doesn't want to lose you. So he was more than a friend at one point.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. And that's why, you know, he'll get a little jealous and a little bit of sabotaging of the relationship.
Oh, he's totally involved with somebody else for years now.
Yeah,
so,
but of course he knows that you're not. So he just keeps calling every few months to know if you're still available. Oh, good, now I can sleep again at night. You know?
He never asks what I'm doing.
He could tell in your voice. He could tell. It's funny. People who were once connected on a soulful level really are pretty, you know, able to read between the lines. So, again, you know, right now he's a little bit busy, you know, with his life. And really letting him go is probably one of the best things you could do at this point.
Okay.
And moving on, because this is a really different man. It's not a man from the past at all. This is an entirely new man coming. So he's actually a very good man. So, and, you know, looking for what you want, committed relationships. So that's
mm-hmm.
important. You know, the other guy's kind of a committed commitment phobic. He's with that woman, but it's not all paradise there between the two of them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he doesn't probably reveal some of that to you, but.
No, not at all. As far as this new guy coming, is there any way thing that you see that I could recognize him? Because I've met like three or four different guys in the past couple of months, but there's so many red flags that it's like,
yeah,
I know
it. This guy isn't going to have a million red flags. It's quite the opposite.
Okay.
This man is kind of, you know, you're just going to hit it off very well with him, and, you know, he works hard, and he's, you know, a responsible person, and, you know, kind. He's not a boy. He's definitely a man. So, yeah, I'm not seeing that you've met him yet. So,
okay.
You know, those, you know, no, it's not the Three Stooges. This is a good guy.
Okay.
None of them. You know, so just don't lose the faith, because it does take a little time to bring a soulmate into alignment. It's not that easy. So, you know, it's a conspiracy of heaven and earth. So,
okay.
Again, it does look, you know, sooner than later, and nothing is bad in your cards, money-wise and every way. Looks you're going to have a very good year, so.
Okay.
Relax on that a little bit.
Okay. Do you see a job change at all, or am I
not in
right
the
now?
Immediate future, but it looks like there's a card that you're making money but not loving it. That was
right.
One of the first cards I picked on you.
Okay.
It's kind of you're settling for the devil, you know, with that job.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise, you know, anybody who's looking for love and in a job they don't like, the universe is sometimes trying to get us to shake up everything, to get a new job. And getting that new job might put you in alignment with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, not, maybe he works there, or it's somebody who you're going to meet, you know, through that new work. So getting a new job is definitely in your cards. it's just getting, you know, your resumes out there or, you know, looking.
Okay.
But you know, right, your job looks pretty secure. I mean, it looks like, you know, you could carry out 6 feet under 50 years from now. I mean, I'm not thinking they're going to get rid of you by any means.
Okay.
You'll be the one that will walk out of there.
Okay.
I mean, you work very hard, and they're not going to replace you that easily.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Well, good luck to you, and don't forget to call in and let us know when your love manifests. We want to hear that, Linda.
I have some. I would love to call you and tell you that. It's been years that I've been asking if anything's coming, and nothing's really presented itself. You know,
and again,
nothing.
Again, that's why I said maybe you need to shake up your life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take that quantum leap of faith forward.
Yep. Yep. I'll give it a shot.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for answering. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to move over to Long Island. We have a 631, last four digits being 7080. It's Cindy, and you're going to be live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. And who is this?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. And where are you calling from on Long Island?
Out on the eastern end.
Okay, we love that. So you must have something on your mind because you've been waiting for a while, so just why don't you ask us your question and I'll try to help you.
I actually have two questions. One
Good.
Question would be, I've been looking to meet somebody. I have been online. I've met one or two just for for a date, one or two dates, and nothing has come out of it. And I mean, I'm not trying to be egotistical, but I am really a nice person. And,
no, I could tell.
And it just seems weird that there's nobody out there, or the ones that are out there do very strange things.
Okay, again, you've been meeting them online, is what you said?
Because I really don't have any connections, I don't stay home, but I haven't met anybody on the outside, and I don't have any friends that have friends.
Right,
no.
But so you've been doing the online thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The online is a little odd because in the beginning, when your profile first goes up, usually you get all the sex addicts and lunatics, the first 400 that come out of the woodwork.
That happened a long time ago. I didn't even get that. I just mean that people say that they're honest and they're not honest. So.
Right, but you have to understand you're a nice, honest person, so there are other nice, honest people on there. Trusting your gut a little bit so you don't waste your time too much with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, try to trust your gut. If your gut tells you they're lying, they are. So you don't waste too much time with it. But, you have a nice 5-year period opening up. You have the world. Anything you want is yours. And it's, again, you know, you're out east in the summer. There's lots of people and lots of events. We really do have to get out there. I know it's and meet people and it's hard, you know, the online, it can work, but the number of clients that I have and the number that actually met someone is really pretty low. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of that being your only way of meeting somebody. And
I'm not saying because you don't know me, but I do, you know, I mean, I go out for concerts, I go out to the beach, I go out to wineries, I go out to play.
Good.
So it's not, I don't sit home, you know, I'm not out every weekend, but I don't sit home.
Good.
So I'm always, you know, I'll go into the city, and it's just, you know, again, I don't have anyone, there's no one at all in my friends or family that can introduce me to somebody.
It's a little bit of when you do go out,
and,
you mingle at all, or do you just stay with whoever you went out with?
No, I usually stay with whoever I went out with. But I mean, I even do water aerobics. There were men in there. I mean, I haven't met, you know, there's just, I haven't met anybody. I mean, I had a male friend, but we're not seeing each other. We're just, writing.
Right. Okay. And again, just believe in that it's going to come and don't get discouraged and enjoy the activities that you're doing for activity's sake anyway.
I do.
Because that's important, you know, and it's sort of going about our life. Life surprises us with things,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it will change your whole life, love. I mean, that's something to keep in mind.
Okay.
This is going to be, you know, a very nice relationship. It looks like you know, you can stand on your own 2 feet without a man, which is usually a good sign that you can actually have a healthy and long relationship with someone.
Yes.
And, you know, just, again, if we're looking for a higher love, it's not that easy to bring them in alignment because we have about 30 soulmates on the planet, which may sound like a lot, but, you know, there's billions of people. And bringing them into alignment does take a little bit of time. And
okay.
People, if they still keep believing in love, it will happen. A lot of people just get discouraged and they stop believing in it. You know what I mean? And it's, and unfortunately, you know, because of the nature of technology, too many people are sitting home watching TV and, you know, they say, the hell with it, I'll just, like, look at my computer and things like that. It's a little bit harder to meet people than I think it was in the past for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, you know, can keep distracting with 1,000 movies. I mean, the top was there 13 television, you know, stations. You know, can only watch so many reruns. You had to get out there.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, I mean, I'm saying, so a lot of people are just sort of, years pass very quickly when you go to work and then come home and watch TV. You don't realize it's 5 years. You haven't been out of the house. So, you know, I try to get more people to realize they do have to get out there. I'm glad that you do. But we want to get some of those men out there, too. You know?
One more question.
Sure.
Looking for a higher love, I would just like to find a nice person that's, you know, it doesn't have to be soulmate love, just nice companion, nice friendly, nice man, just, you know, to do things with and into, you know, be.
That's usually easier to find, by the way.
Well, I'm not finding it.
You know, again, well, maybe it's because the nicer men may be looking for more than just a companion. They may be looking for a soulmate, too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, you may try to project a soulmate out there, you know.
Okay.
It hasn't been working just a companion. Why don't we switch strategies here?
Okay.
All right, I just want a companion. How about bringing me a soulmate?
Okay.
Because that looks much more here. This is a really good man that's really looking for more than just a companion. So,
okay. All right.
You know, be open to that. Be open to that a little bit.
No, I'm open. I just don't want to scare anybody away because a lot of people just get, you know, right away, they don't want to have something. And you don't know until you meet somebody and then get to know them either.
Right. And but again, at least you want someone who thinks that Susan's a good catch and I'm going to, like, you know, stick around and see if Susan thinks I'm a good catch.
Okay. All right. That's a good suggestion. One other quick thing, and again, how is the money situation looking for this year?
Okay, money actually looks very good for you. The last few cards that came up were money. Try not to worry about it.
Okay.
Because it looks like, you know, that's one of the things that's the most solid in your cards of all is your money situation.
Okay.
So, you know, that's another thing that, because you can stand on your own 2 feet without a man, you want to get a man who could also stand on his own 2 feet without you. That you're just bringing a little bit to the, you know, good things to each other.
Yes,
so money looks good. You have a very good 5-year period. I mean, you may be shooting too low. The universe might want to bring you, if they bring you a soulmate, they're just, maybe you would get afraid and run. It might scare you. So I'm just saying, these cards look pretty good. If they are my cards, I tell the universe, bring it on.
Okay.
You know, I'll muster my courage when I need to.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
So very good things in your cards. Please, you know, call in. We love when people call in and let us know that things have manifested. So those are usually my favorite calls.
Yeah, I will definitely call you if something comes up.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, moving right along here. We do really have a lot of callers tonight. Usually some of these are screened, and without Nicole, I always feel a little bit naked here, but I'm doing my best. Okay, we're going to move over to 917 somewhere in New York City or Queens. Your last four digits are 4401. Hi, it's Cindy, and you are live on the air.
Hi, Cindy. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was our Kathy from Pennsylvania, but you still have your New York number.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. All right, now I know who Kathy from Pennsylvania is. I didn't know who Kathy from 917 was.
Oh, okay.
So, Kathy from Pennsylvania, tell us what's happening in your world.
Okay, I was seeing that guy that that you told me that I was going to meet. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I thought things were fine, but I don't know what happened. So I was just
wondering. Is it possible
wondering.
You just got scared?
You know, I'm not sure because first I thought, like, it was me. You know, did I do something wrong?
Yeah, that's what all good people think. They must have done something wrong to make somebody run. Not that maybe you did everything right and that scared him because maybe he's not ready for, you know, Mrs. Right. He's still in a place where he needs people that he can, you know, get angry at and be mean to. So it's not looking like you did anything wrong here, by the way.
Okay. So anyway, I was just curious. Do I have to wait another 5 years for a soulmate?
No.
Or
no.
Do you see
no.
anybody in
that? You're not responsible for the ending of that relationship. He is.
Okay.
You know, you didn't do anything wrong. In order to be karmically correct, he would have had to say to you, look, I really care about you and like you, but I can't do this. I'm scared. He didn't even have the courage to say that. So, no,
now,
you don't have...
Now, text me.
Cowards.
That's pretty bad.
No,
that's what I said.
Those are the cowards. And, you know, at least have the decency to say, it's not you, it really is me. And, you know, I'm not ready for this. I thought I was, but I'm not. Because he handled this very poorly, he's not going to be offered another soulmate anytime soon, if ever. You, on the other hand, were not responsible for that. So, you
okay.
know, it's being brought in alignment with you. And, again, unfortunately, people tend to run from a higher love a lot. It scares them. They don't want to
right.
heal their issues. They don't want to heal their addictions. They don't want to grow up. They
yeah,
don't want to
I
think about
you.
Somebody else over themselves, and they, you know, they don't want to stop living their parents' bullshit marriages. And, you know, unfortunately, 1% of people maintain soulmate love. So, you know, 45% are offered it. Better that he ran sooner than later, by the way.
Okay,
you know,
so I'm better off then.
Yeah, and again, he may resurface. He may come, you know, call you in the future. Again, you might want to ask him what's his intentions. He's
right.
just a very scared man. So this is you. Again, are you doing something to find somebody at all?
Actually, I go out with my friends, and so I meet my girlfriends every Friday night. I mean, I'm just putting myself out there. I go,
good.
Like, you know, to different places, like... whatever functions there are around or activities, or I go down and see a band live by myself or whatever. I get myself out there.
Good. And that's important. This is a very good year. By the time you complete 2013, you know, you should be pretty happy. So, again, just keep getting yourself out there. And, you know, the problem is...
Do you see a guy for me or no?
A guy, yes. And, again, try not to get discouraged. Because I know that's what's happening to so many good people. They're just getting discouraged and they stop looking.
Right.
So that's not what you should be doing. Just keep yourself positive and know that, you know, this is a very, very good man. You've written down what your ideal soulmate would be like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, want to make sure that they're not, you know, that they want to commit. And
right.
that they're looking for a higher love as well. Because,
right.
you know, people usually pretty good for the first 3 months or so because, you know, the love is stronger than the fear. But around the 3-month mark, fear can really kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's not the true course of love. The true course of love is that you're close in the beginning, you get closer. Not that you're close and then you run.
Right.
So, you know, just be grateful that he left sooner than later.
No, I am, actually. You know, I am now, because it's like it taught me something, too. So I mean,
and what did you
I look
learn?
At, I've learned that it's okay to love somebody else. It's okay to have my heart open.
Exactly, and that you'll survive.
Right, and I want to feel that love. I want to know what that's like again. Do you know what I mean? And I want to be loved in return, but I also want to give it.
Right, and that's important. And sometimes, you know, commitment phobics are really narcissistic people. They're really takers. They're not givers. They have
right.
certain personality traits that it's always about them. So,
yeah, this is
you know, better to be revealed in the beginning. This is a person that's just too scared, doesn't want to heal his issues.
you don't want to be mommy to a boy that won't grow up. So
no.
Everybody's afraid of love. Everybody's afraid of life in general. But once mm-hmm. in a while, you know, you got to really say, I care about that person so much, I'm going to overcome my fears. I don't want
right.
to hurt that person. That's the kind of person you want. Someone who, yeah,
right.
they could be a little bit afraid, but they really are more afraid of hurting you than they are getting hurt.
Right.
That's, you know, important. So this looks really your time and, you know.
You know when that, I'll be seeing this guy or meet this person?
Well, it looks sooner than later. Again, it's always hard to tell with soulmates. There's usually sometimes 6 months to a year because it has to be brought into alignment, but it could be here tomorrow. But it's not often the very, very far future because the nature of the alignment of cards is 2013 is a good year for you in every way.
Okay.
So trust in that and keep yourself getting out there.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and I'm sure Nicole would have loved to have spoken to you.
Oh, yeah, tell her I said hi, and I hope she feels better.
I know. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Okay. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to move around to a 609 number. I have no idea where that is. The last four digits are 5407. It's Cindy, and you're going to be live on the air in about a second. Hi. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, it's
yes.
Cindy. Can you
Hi.
Hear it? Can you hear me? Okay, I was like, oh, no, please don't malfunction.
Yeah, wait. Yes. For a second, I didn't recognize the last four digits of my number.
Oh, that's okay. And it's so funny because Nicole's not here, so I don't usually do the technical. I'm like, oh, please don't mess up on me now. It's been going so well. I pray the angel will be with me. And who are you? And what's your name?
This is Gina.
Gina, okay,
Gina. 609 is New Jersey.
Oh, so you're close by.
I am close by.
Okay, so anyway, you've been waiting a very long time and very patiently, so much so that you forgot who you were for a minute. So
yes.
So share your story with us. And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear it.
Well, I've been working on releasing myself from the relationship that I ended, and
good.
I feel like I'm making progress.
Good.
I'm getting lonely.
Okay, because, you know, Janis Joplin had a wonderful expression. She said, it's not just losing you that brought me down so low. I just haven't found a good man to take your place.
Yeah.
So you're sort of at that Janis Joplin moment that, you know, you're 90% really releasing him.
Oh,
of course, you have most of my clients and most of the people calling are the givers of love. They like to give love. They're not the takers. So they not only get lonely because they're not getting love, they get lonely because they got a lot to give, and where am I going to place all that?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, you know, a really nice year for you here coming up. And a little bit of standing on our own 2 feet. I know that sometimes the hardest part of all.
It is, yeah.
This is a time where you're supposed to be the lover to yourself, treating
okay.
yourself to some, you know, special things, a massage, you know, get your nails done, maybe buy yourself a pretty dress or, you know, go get a facial, something that's going to make you feel good about yourself, something positive, something that says I'm worthy of, you know, spending some money on myself and taking care of myself
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, you sort of get into that place where you're feeling self-love and very good about yourself. I mean, it looks like you had a pretty bad breakup in these cards. I mean, like it didn't, you know, anybody would have been reeling from what you went through.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, the alignment of cards here tells me, oh, she really didn't expect what was coming. And the universe kept, you know, smearing your face in the crap till you saw what you needed to see.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's painful. It's very painful. And,
yeah.
Again, there's no lack of love that man had for you. He's just not a very healed being, nor very fixable in this particular lifetime.
Okay.
So letting go of the fact that you weren't going to fix him and that it's sad because there was so much potential.
Absolutely.
And it's really painful, but I can't stress what's been channeled to me enough that only 1% of people maintain soulmate love. It's
yeah.
frightening. It's frightening.
Yeah.
So the odds of it working, you know, are low. But once we've seen a soulmate relationship sort of deteriorate, and maybe we could have stopped it, maybe we could have left sooner, you know, we learn a lot of lessons.
Yes.
So you're really prepared for this man that's coming. He's a much more generous spirit with money, with his heart. So you could use this generous-spirited person for a change.
And is this someone I know, or is it a new person coming in?
I'm not thinking you know him, because there's a different alignment when you know somebody than what's here. I mean, it could be a soulmate from the very, very far past that you haven't reconnected with, but if it's that, because it's not somebody you've been with any time in the recent, you know, last decade. So, you know, this is something that you just have to believe in with all your heart. He's a very intelligent man, by the way.
Oh,
and,
good.
And, you know, giving. How long were you with your relationship, the one that didn't work out? How long did that go on for?
Almost 19 years.
Right, because relationships tend to work in five-year cycles. You needed to close up almost to the 20-year mark, you know, the last year without him before they would bring another soulmate. This is a year of, like, sort of closing up, standing on your own two feet, and then it opens up a new cycle.
Well,
it's
that's
very
actually what I'm doing, because the divorce is not finished yet. It's really close to the end, but it's not finished. But, you know, it's still very frustrating. The financial end is
Well, you're
going to
turn out okay financially.
Difficult.
You're going to turn out okay financially. I'll
oh,
tell you
great.
That much. You know, you didn't realize how he was going to fight tooth and nail about this, but the man has to get a rude awakening. You're going to be fine financially.
Oh, so good, it can't come soon enough, I have to say.
And the universe wants you to sort of be divorced, because picture if you, you know, if you were a woman and you meet a man who says, you know, well, I'm not divorced, but I'm getting, you'll be running for the hills.
Yeah.
So you want to really be divorced on paper, closed, you know, all the angst and the divorce over with, so that, you know, some of the ugliness that divorce carries with it is closed.
So that
don't
I can enjoy.
Yeah, and don't underestimate your husband by any means. You know, he's a person who you think he would be generous
no,
with you. But no, he's not. I'm just telling you. This is who he always was, by the way. You just brought out the best in him for 19 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that's pretty shocking, but I always explain good people could bring out the best in Hitler. Doesn't mean he's a good man. It just means, boy, you've been fooled. And don't underestimate him at all.
Okay.
You know, he really, it's all about money to him.
I know it is, and he has dragged me through poverty, and it's awful. It's really awful.
And again, all women have to go through the woman's liberation movement in their own lifetime. They have to feel the struggles and why women, you know, stayed with men way too long where they shouldn't have, and how men owned us and women couldn't support themselves. And, you know, it's really a very, like, sisterhood experience. So if you could learn in the history of the world what you're doing is what women had to do, only it was even harder in the past, sort of gives you, like, respect for you being going through all you're doing, and that you're a little bit of a trailblazer, you know, starting a new trail for women to know there's no, you made your bed, lie in it. But just know when you go against a Hitler, they don't want to go an eye for an eye. They want your left arm, your right arm, and your firstborn.
Yeah.
It's something that's a rude awakening. And if you understand your husband, you're going to understand a lot of the world. And
okay.
I want you to get the lessons very clear, because usually if we don't, then the next man who's brought is another version of your husband, only you won't see it for 5 years because you think he's different. So you need to understand that people lie and they lie a lot, that you brought out the best in the prince that became the beast, but there's no fix in the beast.
Yeah.
Realize that if you don't learn the lessons, the next man will have similar lessons.
Okay.
So really try to use this time when the divorce is, you know, he's fighting you. You know, get mad, write down where you have a right to be mad at him. Don't give it to him. Say, you know, I knew this. I should have known this. I should have watched my back. Try to learn what you can learn so that you don't have to learn it again.
Okay.
It, you know, it's one of those things. Don't think your husband is a rare person. There's more people like him than like you. So realize that once you learn the lessons, you won't be given them again. And you're buying your freedom. So he just has to feel like he wins a little bit. So, you know, cut a deal that he feels like he wins. Buy your freedom. It's the best money you'll ever spend, by the way.
Okay.
And just know that he really, you're just surprised by him, but he's going to continue to surprise you. So I'm just telling you. Get to the point where he can't surprise you.
I don't think he can surprise me any further with all that he's done, and I just am happy being away from him and not talking to him unless I am forced to because of the kids.
Right, and again, know that you have to learn who you are. You've been with him for 20 years, a very long time. Who are you? How did you lose yourself in that marriage? Did you shut up too much? Did you, you know, compromise on things you shouldn't have? Did you make peace at any price? So that you'll make no excuses for abuse in your next relationship. The first time somebody starts pulling that crap on you is the first time you say, this is not what I signed on for.
Exactly. And I tell everyone that I was emotionally abused in this marriage.
Exactly.
Taken advantage of.
Well, we're the crap takers. We make excuses for abuse. We're way too tolerant. And it's one of the things you have to get a little mad at yourself for allowing it. You know, you're not mad at him anymore. Why not abuse me and take advantage of me and rob me blind in a divorce, you know?
Right.
Each man for himself. But you feel like mad at yourself that you allowed it for so long.
I do. Yeah, I do.
So process the fact that good people do take a lot of nonsense from people. And welcome to, you know, the world of love. You took a lot of crap in the name of love. But at this point in your next relationship, you're going to make sure that from the start, you're treated as an equal. Your tolerance for mean words or nastiness has to be really low. You know, it's funny, I wrote a blog about 7 signs your relationship's in trouble. It doesn't have to be big things, but not talking nice. And, you know, it popped up on the patch that I write for him. My husband, you know, saw it. Did you write this about me? And I was like, no. He goes, well, I thought number 4 sounded a little like me. So I said, so don't do it anymore. But it was kind of funny. But we have to, like, really learn to, like, not allow people to speak disrespectful or mean to us, nasty and sarcastic. And it's, you know, you could say it funny, you could say it whatever, but realize that women in the history of the world have taken a lot of crap from men, a lot of crap. And, you know, this is your moment of liberation.
Okay.
Be happy, though. There's a very nice man coming again, but you need to just stand on your own 2 feet. You need to make sure you're divorced, because if not, your husband will really, if you had somebody else right now, he would really be playing hardball.
Okay.
So, you know, we just don't want to give him any more ammunition to get mad.
Okay, I understand.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to move down to a 516 number. That's somewhere in Nassau County. Last digits are 3051. Hi, you should be live on the air.
Hi. Excuse me. My name is Beth.
Okay, Beth, and where are you calling from?
Levittown, New York.
Oh, good. Okay, so Beth, something must be on your mind because you've waited patiently.
Okay. well, this is my first time calling, and I believe my question is about love, but maybe you can help me. I've been married to my husband for 19 years, and we have an 8-year-old son. I just wish, I'm trying really hard, that the 8-year-old really knows how to push my buttons.
Okay.
He is, you know, learning. He does have a disability, and of course that makes it frustrating, but just sometimes,
Okay.
Any suggestions?
Yes. Now, you called the right place. You know, people, it's funny because we all think, if we're going to be such good parents, we're going to have such good kids. It doesn't work that easy.
No.
Some very good parents have pains in the neck kids, and children can be a pain in the neck. And American children are particularly because of how much television they're watching. You may want to limit some of his television. Okay. What's your child's name, by the way?
Dylan.
Dylan, you might want to limit some of the television because some of the shows they're watching aren't so great. But 2, you got to give Dylan choices, but with the outcome that you know the answer is yes, no matter what. You know, so that you're not asking him, do you want to do this? You're telling him, we're going to the car, you can walk or you can skip, but we're going to the car. You don't give him time to say, no, I'm not going. And try to realize that it's okay for you to lose some of your patience, because you love him more than anybody else is ever going to love him.
Right.
And if he's pushing your crazy buttons, could you picture what the world, who may not love him as much as you, how they might respond?
Right.
So when he hammers at you and pushes your crazy buttons, you're gonna tell him, you know, you want the nice mommy or the crazy one, because it's a very short drive here. So you're driving me crazy, and pick which one you want. It's a little bit of tougher love, a little bit of American children hate your guts when they're 13 anyway, so you might as well put your foot down a little bit. He has a little bit of OCD. Are you aware of that? Obsessive-compulsive disorder?
He does have a disability. You know, we're well aware of that.
And what is his disability that's diagnosed?
Well, I don't know if they say that he's on the autism spectrum, but he's certainly, you know, kind of like PDD, kind of like ADHD.
He has a lot of OCD as well, as all autistic children or close to autistic or any attention deficit. You know, my daughter was a very bad OCD when she was growing up, and it's something that if I had known when she was younger would have helped me a lot. OCDs tend to, like, have a lot of thoughts that drive them crazy, like, what if this happened, what if that happened, what if this, if only I did that. They're pretty obsessed in their minds, and they can't just do anything in moderation, and they have a little bit of annoying personalities hammering at us. They are also empaths, so that means he senses when you're uptight. And your job is to try to stay calm, because they're by nature not calm. They're like the sky is falling, a little hysteria, drama kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more of you always maintaining a calm when you talk with him. Again, it's okay to lose it on a day he's really pushing you. Do you know what I'm saying? But mostly you need to stay calm. You need to know the sky isn't falling. Behavior modification works a lot, by the way. Just being calm, getting him to talk. What does he do that particularly drives you insane?
The homework is difficult. Going off to school is difficult. I see the change in myself, so I'm actually taking, like, metaphysical classes for, like, inner peace, because I see that I'm not the mother I should be.
Okay, and again, let's not call you what you should or could be. All we need to be is a good enough mother. You don't have to be the perfect mother. You know, my generation tried to be the perfect parents. We raised the most narcissistic, judgmental children in the history of the world. Being good enough mother, you're only responsible for 15% of how Dylan's going to turn out in this lifetime.
Right.
His father's 15%. You know, you're good enough parents. That's all you have to be. 20% is our culture, which is a very drug-infested, I want what I want, horrible television distraction culture. 50% is his own karma. And so Dylan's disability is part of his karma. And don't feel guilty, you gave it to him genetically. The wheel of karma is the wheel of genetics. Why one child is perfectly fine and the other one has schizophrenia is because one child doesn't have the karma to have that as a life experience. But learning to, you're not responsible for his happiness, and you're not responsible for every one of his moods.
Okay.
And he push your guilt buttons, because, boy, all children are very good at pushing our guilt buttons.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talk to my daughter like this, now you lost me at the guilt, and I hang up on her at this point. You know, really, don't push my guilt buttons. In the history of the world, I'm a fabulous mother. I didn't molest you, burn you, beat you. I loved you, and I fed you. Knock it off. It's kind of, you know, really, truly. So it's a little bit, just be good enough. Tell him that you're going to lose it. Give him a choice. You can either have the nice mommy or the crazy one. It's your choice.
Okay.
Let him realize the consequences of his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people will say in, you know, the spiritual world, well, nobody can make you lose it. Oh, yes, they can. If they hammer at you enough on the bad moment, when you're weak, you know, maybe you have your period or you're sick or you're tired, you're going to lose it. So give him a little heads up that you're about to lose it, and give him the power to stop that. And a little calmer, this, you know, he also is lazy by nature, by the way. So you know, you're not lazy. You're hardworking and disciplined. But he, you know, you want to kind of tell him, if you get your homework done in this amount of time, then we're going to do that. Sort of reward him. The homework gets done, and then you get a reward.
Yeah.
And do a lot of reward system and a little bit of instant karma. He behaves wrong, and, you know, he gets an instant reaction. And, again, if you could stay calmer, if you could realize he's really God's child, he's been given to you to guide and help him. You're the experts on whatever disability he has.
Okay.
You know, try not to listen so much to the labels. But all children
right.
on a spectrum, the main problem is OCD. OCD by itself with nothing else is a very unrelenting mental disorder. And everybody has some level of it, so we all kind of think it's normal. But realize that he can be obsessive. Do you see that?
Yeah, but
and
he's
that,
only eight, so do you think, I know it's probably a tough question to ask, but will he at least be able to be self-sufficient
yes,
as
and
he
that's
goes on
your,
in life?
Yes, and that's your
at
goal.
At least
your
get
goal.
Himself a job.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I'm sure there were a lot of autistic, a lot of whatever you're going to label them, but they were all expected to knock it off and do their work and get a job.
Yeah, they were.
You know, because we didn't have labels. Now looking back, I know who was this. The labels
right.
are not always a plus. When you don't have a label, you're just a kid and you're expected to behave like other kids.
Right.
It's almost like the labels are making them think, well, I have this, so I don't have to do that. Nope, that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Don't allow his disability to let him get away with things that you wouldn't let another child get away with.
Okay.
So, and it's one
I
of those. I know, and it's difficult and. Behavior modification tends to be the most effective treatment for any disorder. And maintaining calm, of course, you know, losing it is something you got to do sometimes because the world isn't going to have that patience. So that's not bad when you lose it. Don't punish yourself. Oh, I should have been a better mother. I should have. You know what? Maybe that's exactly what he needed at that moment, that he's pushing you too far.
Right.
But by giving him a choice, you know, he will learn. His future looks promising. Again, try not to fall so much victim to the labels because I'll tell you the truth, there's no experts on autism or most of these disorders. They all, like, talk a good game. You're his expert. You're his mother.
Right.
You'll
right.
know what his true limitations are and what they aren't. But again, I saw it growing up. A lot of, you know, children, that they weren't given labels and they did step up to the plate and they did get a job and they did turn out okay. But now I'm not so sure if they had one of these labels, if that would have been the answer in the case.
Oh. Okay.
So, you know.
Hopefully he will.
Yes, and it looks very good. You're a good mom. It looks like you can have a very peaceful year. You know, try to get him to just understand that there's certain things he has to do once the homework is done, then we can have fun. Watch the shows that he's watching on television because a lot of them are too violent. They speed too fast. They you know, try to look at things that have good values and are calming and upbeat because, you know, he's at the age where OCD starts kicking in worse at 8 because if they watch scary things, they're going to say, oh, my God, what if that happens to mommy or... Or what if that happens to daddy? So try to keep him on, like, do you watch, monitor what he sees?
I honestly don't. My husband kind of sets it up. Usually he does watch TV before he goes to bed, but I know it's, you know, a cartoon type show.
Right. Just try to monitor what he watches. It looks very promising for him. And, you know, call in again because, you know, if, you know, write down some of the things that, you know, you see and how you can handle it better. But if you do some reading on behavior modification,
yeah.
just really on a day-to-day basis, yeah. you're very consistent. He knows what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. Do not let him get away with things that you wouldn't let another child get away with.
I understand.
Because, you know, they're all crazy like a fox, American kids. You know, they can't do anything they don't want to do. You know, if I don't want to do it, I can't do it. But they can do everything they want to do. So just see if he's capable of doing things that he wants to do. He's capable of doing other things as well.
Yes.
Because they know they learn to push our crazy buttons and make us say, well, you know, I can't do it because of that or this. So mm-hmm. he's very bright, by the way. He's very bright.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck to you. We're just about at the end of our show, and thank you so much for calling in. And how did you find out about the show, by the way?
The internet.
Good. I'm glad.
Internet. Plus, I live on Long Island, so.
Good. So, again, call in again.
Facebook.
Oh, good. And, you know, call in again and let us know. But try to give him choices. And, again, it's something as simple as, you know, you have to go to the car. If we're going to the car, he'll say, no. Your choices. We're going to the car, you're walking or you're skipping. The destiny is the car. There's no negotiation on that. But you can go this way or that way. So it's really giving them choices. But with the answer being, you know, you already had the
right.
Where we're going in mind, the destination.
Right.
It's just learning how to word things a little bit better.
Okay.
And, you know, believe me, you're all parents struggle. It's very, very hard to be a parent. And, again, I can't stress enough, just be good enough. Because if we're going to be perfect, there is no such animal.
No, no.
Mm-mm. And we also create very, very, very overindulged, spoiled, entitlement generation. Look at the generations now that are 20, 30. You know, we thought we were being best parents. I believe I made a lot of mistakes indulging too much. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, so again,
I have a 16-year-old daughter. So
you know what I'm talking
between the two. I understand.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, say go like this. You lost me at the guilt. It's so much fun when you say that. It's a really good expression and it works.
Yeah.
Good luck to you and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for talking to me today.
Bye. So we'll all see
Bye.
You next week. Alda, thank you for calling in and listening as always. And I hope Nicole will be back next week. Bye.